we just heard Lou Miami and Ghosts from his Rituals LP back in 85. Came out on Throbbing Lobster. All the Cosmetics play on that. They just didn't get any love when it came to printing the record sleeve. The Ramrods, Bright Lit Blue Skies from the Plymouth label in 65. Great one. Justine's Black Threads. He Stopped Laughing at My Jokes. It came out early in the year on the Rum Bar release, Cheap Vacation. The Talisman from Boston, Mass. A Boss Sound from the Boss Town itself. You Don't Care About Me came out on the Tally label in 65. Great. Very Beatlesque. On Top, Queen of the Drive-In, Whistle Stop Rock. The Home, the Epicenter, Ground Zero, the mother effing ship for real rock and roll. Chris Major, take it back to you.
WMFO in Medford.
Na, 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 na. Listen to all those warnings.
And now for something completely different.
Yeah.
Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Ooh, shake it, baby. Come on, baby, shake it, baby, shake it. Come on, love. Oh, lot of shaking going on.
Great googly moogly, what happened there? Well, I'm back. That's the important thing. People taking over these shows. Well, we just finished up with some Jeff Palmer and Lucy Ellis with their version of They Don't Know off their album Your Face Is Weird, which you can get at Rumbar Records. They Don't Know a cover version originally done, from what I understand, by Christy McCall. The version that probably everybody is familiar with was Tracy Allman's version from 1983. We started things off with some Ryan Hamilton and the Harlequin Ghost with their song Jesus and John Lennon, which you can get off their record Nowhere to Go But Everywhere from Wicked Cool Records. Get your record labels right, Chris, or they're not going to send you stuff. But Ryan Hamilton and the Harlequin Ghost, Jesus and John Lennon. We followed that up with some Monkees with The Girl I Knew Somewhere, which I've been hearing for the last couple of weeks, and I keep forgetting to put it in to the show. There's a couple versions of that, actually. The original recording had Mike Nesmith on lead vocals, and then they re-recorded it with Mickey Dolan. And what's kind of famous about that song is one of the first songs, I believe, that all four Monkees played their own instrument. I think Chip Douglas did do some bass guitar on it, though. And some Dead Kennedys with Viva Las Vegas, Elvis Presley cover. You can get that song from the Dead Kennedys off the Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables from 1980. another song that's been kind of bouncing in my head the last few days. And now we followed it up with some Jerry Lee Lewis with Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On. Sun release from 1957 that made it to number 3 in the charts. In the background, our musical bed is the theme song to The Avengers, because sadly, Dame Diana Elizabeth Rigg, hopefully that's how you pronounce it, passed away just last week. She was Emma Peel in the Avengers TV series. When I was a kid and that was on all the time, I really couldn't really get into it. I don't know why. I did like watching her, but I wasn't an Avengers fan until I got older. Then maybe I could understand it a little bit more. But sadly, she passed away at the age of 82. And a big thank you to Bill Kelly, who came in and did the guest DJ this week. I may keep doing that for the next couple of shows. We'll see how it goes. But I listen to Bill Kelly a lot when I can, especially when he was on WFMU. It's tough now trying to listen to him on Sirius XM on Saturday nights, but I have a way, and I shouldn't say this, but I have a way where I can record his show and save it so I can listen to it later. The Blue Meanies are probably going to come get me now for saying that. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get back to some music. I have a brand new single coming up next that just came out hot off the press from Kid Gulliver. That's coming up next on Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford.
Like a carousel, you're right. Kaleidoscope that keeps many acts. Sad Louise, Pretty Peggy, and Queen Mary all tried and failed, but you know what they lack. The all-night rides I've already tried, abused on everyone. I couldn't do what people like you have done. The circus takes you down, and you know that
you'll be gone.
It breaks you as if it's never ever done before.
I'm alone,
but it's all because you do the citizens, all done from the beginning.
You'll be gone.
It's collecting a nice pay to prepare the door.
Your painted clown is always bound by chains of yesterday. I saw his face today, this place I just can't go your way. I'm alone, sad to leave.
The sun is
getting
deep, and I'm
Helen, and you'll be gone.
All tried in the favors, and you know what they got.
I'm alone,
yes, you know what they got.
Brother, you Well, we're doing everything as possible.
Bones, I want the impossible checked out, too.
Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. If you want someone to make you feel so fine, then we'll have some fun when you're mine, oh mine. So come on, come on, come on. Little child, little child, little child, won't you dance with me? I'm so sad and lonely, baby, take a chance with me. Child wants to dance with me. I'm so sad and lonely. Baby, take a chance with me. Oh yeah. Baby, take a chance with me.
Brand new from Wicked Cool Records, Kurt Baker, Over You. The name of the LP was After Party, just released, is about to be released. But again, the name of the song is Over You. But we started things off, brand new music by Kid Gulliver, Carousel. And thanks to Kid Gulliver for passing that along the other day. That way he was able to make it onto this week's show. Make sure you check out the Kid Gulliver Facebook page or on Bandcamp. Oxford Circle, which I believe may be from Texas. I looked it up the other day, and now I forget. But we played their B-side single, 4th Street Carnival. Because after Carousel, I was like, thinking about carnivals. And dug deep for that one from 1967 off of the Zigzag Records label. Velvet Starlings. Now, supposedly the kid that does this band is 17 years old. Fronted by Christian Gisborne, I believe his name is, and 17 years old, lives in Los Angeles. An awesome-sounding band from somebody 17 years old. Again, Velvet Starlings with Kids in Droves. That comes off of their Love Everything, Love Everyone LP. And thanks to Bill Kelly who sent that one along to me. But definitely check it out. There's a single, or at least that's what I've been told, digital single. A-side was Bitter Pills, and the B-side is... Kids in Droves. I knew that. I just have to look down at my paper again. Hey, The Beatles from 1963, Little Child, off of With the Beatles LP, or if it was the American version from 1964 with Meet the Beatles. A record that my sister had that I kind of took over when I was a real little kid and just sort of destroyed it, because when you're like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old and you're not very really careful with records or toys. And but it's still in my record collection, all scratched up, but it's still there. Capitol release back in 64. We're running out of time here, so let's get back to some music. I think I am late for a public service announcement too, so let me try and squeeze one of those in here next. I'm Chris, this is Strike the Box.
In movies, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yeah. I already gave, I said, my, it's a crime, crime, crime.
Nice college boy, huh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business. Huh? Now you want to gun down a police captain, why? Because he slapped you in the face a little bit? Huh? What do you think, this is the army where you shoot him a mile away? You got to get up close like this, and bada-bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. Come here. Mwah! You're taking this very personal.
Yeah.
you know what that music means? That means I got to collect my stuff up and get on out of here because I got to get this show done. We just finished up with some Devo with Space Junk off of the Are We Not Men, We Are Devo LP from 1978, Warner Brothers. Originally written back in 1976. And as Jerry Casalia said, the song was ripped from a headline in the Akron Beacon Journal back in 1975. As I listen to that song toward the end there, I always there's some in the background you can hear some of the other guys probably making noises in the background. I've always wondered what they were trying to say, but I have not been able to find that on the internet just yet. But we did start things out with some Mad Mike and the Mechanics from 1961, The Hunch, off of The Hunch label. Mad Mike Piccelli on guitar and vocals. Dug that one out deep from a compilation I have. The Quick from 1978 with Pretty Please. Didn't really go anywhere, The Quick, but that song was played a lot back in the day, 1978, on KROQ from DJ Rodney Bergenheimer. If you don't know who Rodney Bergenheimer is, you gotta look that one up. The Ad-Libs from 1965, The Boy from New York City off the Blue Cat label. Charted for them, but that was really their only big hit that Ad-Libs had. Made it to number 8 on the Billboard chart back in 1964. Although now I see I have one thing written here, 65, and as I look up to the computer it says 64, so I don't know. Whatever. And as I said, we finished up with some Devo. That's it for today's show. I think I got one, maybe two more songs to go. I'm not sure yet. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to end the show with this week. Next week, we'll be off, and hopefully I'll be back in 2 weeks. There is a meeting with the students as far as next semester's schedule, and keep your fingers crossed, and let's hope that Strike the Box is back on the air at WMFO next semester, or in the fall semester. Seems everything seems to be going okay. I've been told that the community members, which I am one of, will be doing shows remotely if you do get a slot opened up. All right. Take care, everybody. We will get through this. I don't know how some days, but we will. I promise you. And thanks, a special thanks to Bill Kelly, who gave some songs this week as well as some audio for the show. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. And thanks to all the artists who have been sending me stuff. I've got a bunch of stuff that I got to go through and find out what I'm going to play in the next couple of shows. But thank you very much. Take care, everybody. We
see a train coming, baby.
I see a train coming.
I know it's time to take a ride.
Well, the train's
shattered dreams and broken promises.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green. I made my bones when you were going out with cheerleaders.